Hello and welcome to the Brothers in Christ and Knights of Columbus Mass Podcast on the readings for the first Sunday of Lent 2026. It's here already. The first reading for this first Sunday of Lent is a condensed version of the Adam and Eve story from the second and third chapters of Genesis. Via Adam's rib, one flesh became two, man and woman, husband and wife. Both were created naked and without shame, and the two once again became one through marriage, until Eden's next chapter. Shame enters through the naked desire of pride, introduced to them by evil incarnate. Selfishness destroys their unity. Adam the first thus fails to do for his spouse what the second Adam did for his, help her reclaim her innocence. Jesus the Christ did that for his spouse, we the church, by confronting evil in a way the first Adam couldn't. Adam, too, was one with God the Father and God the Spirit. The evil one tried tempting Jesus to indulge in humanity's sins of gluttony, pride, and greed. But Jesus turned the tables on humanity's nemesis. In the first two temptations of Christ, Satan goes to his old playbook, appealing to our hungers in body and mind. Apparently, this old snake believed Jesus was the same as every other man who came after the first Adam he confronted, and that he would grasp for equality with God by trying to bring God down to our level. Quote, "Then the devil took him up to a very high mountain, and showed him all the kingdoms of the world in their magnificence. And he said to him, 'All these I shall give to you, if you will prostrate yourself and worship me.' At this Jesus said to him, 'Get away, Satan. It is written, The Lord your God shall you worship, and him alone shall you serve.'" That's from Matthew chapter 4. With this exorcism, Satan is not only sent back into his kingdom of death, but humanity is about to be given a way out of it. Jesus spends the next 3 years of his earthly life showing us the way back to the kingdom of God, the road to which we can only find in our hearts. But throughout the ensuing score of centuries, the shame of our nakedness has continued to tempt us into lusting after all of humanity's deadly sins. We lust not only for flesh, but for the pride of believing our modern world has divorced us from our spouse. We want to believe we belong to ourselves, and without shame we now celebrate our nakedness. We've thrown off the fig leaf, but still crave the figs. God offers himself for our food, but like Satan, we continue searching in vain for godliness at our level, instead of rising with our spouse to attain unity with God the Father, Son, and Spirit. Only through that unity can we achieve the righteousness the first Adam lost through his selfishness. In Sunday's second reading, Paul beautifully summarizes the wedding gift the second Adam offers us. Quote, "For just as through the disobedience of the one man, the many were made sinners, so through the obedience of the one, the many will be made righteous." That's from Romans chapter 5. Adam the second's shameless innocence is the only road back to Eden. Lay your heart bare to him and find it. For the Brothers in Christ and Knights of Columbus Ministries of St. Michael's Parish in Independence, Ohio, this is Tom Andell.